Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
6:59 on 960 The Quake, our Quake News Team special, monitoring the media, coming up in just a second here. And then from 7 to 10, it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Good morning, Will Durst and Willie Brown.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I slept well last night. And yourself?
Oh, pretty good. I miss you already. I was over there yesterday, and you were so cheerful and so on to it in every way.
Well, aren't you kind? Well, you guys have a great show today. I was looking at the list of guests you have coming up, and it is, of course, quite impressive.
It is stellar again.
Senator Carol Migdon back for a repeat with us.
And we get Bruce Brugman, and it's D.C. Thursday, so of course.
I think you better say the Bay Guardian. Bruce wouldn't like it if you didn't.
Oh, yes. The Bay Guardian's Bruce Brugman, SMPG.
And then Marianne Akers from D.C. Thursday.
And Bob Summerby.
The man who always drops the headlines and turns them into something rather interesting.
We'll also be talking to Deborah Scranton, who's one of the directors and producers of The War Tapes.
All right, guys. Looking forward to that. Thank you very much. That's a wrap on today's Progressive News Hour. More news and downloadable audio anytime, quakeradio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, broadcasting in HD digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose, 701 on 960 The Quake.
The following is a Quake News Team special, monitoring the media, a Bay Area report card on 960 The Quake.
Here in San Francisco, passions run high about the Board of Supervisors and the mayor. And besides alternative weeklies, where do you go to find out what they're doing? Chances are you're not going to find it on TV. And according to John McManus with GradeTheNews.org, what kind of news should TV stations be doing?
Communicate with their congresspeople and their local representatives on city councils and county boards of supervisors. Shining a bright light on that, their consultants have told them that that kind of reporting is dull and it will reduce their audience. They're getting very valuable subsidies from the government in terms of free use of the airwaves. And in return, they're supposed to provide public service. I think they've forgotten that.
But in the Bay Area, evidence of a TV news market in transition. We have already told you about what KTVU and Cron did on a recent Monday at 6 o'clock. KTVU led with murders, Cron with the handgun ban, and KPIX leads with the high number of domestic violence calls in Morgan Hill. The handgun ban being overturned is second, a relevant community issue. And then a story about bureaucracy in Richmond and a fire. Did they have to die being a big focus of this story? All told, six of the eight lead stories had some aspect of crime, violence, or catastrophe. McNamara says there is a compromise between titillating stories that entertain and relevant stories that inform everyone, all while making money for the business side of TV stations.
Make good profits, produce good news, rather than making obscene profits and producing news that really distracts people from their problems rather than engaging them with it.
Tomorrow, monitoring radio news in the Bay Area.
You can hear our special series on Bay Area News at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on 960 The Quake, or find them online at quakeradio.com.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salad, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
And call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience.
El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hoffyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Let's check Quake traffic from the Cron 4 Traffic Center.
7:05, good morning. I'm John Scott. This report brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge, right before the Fremont Folsom off ramp, three cars have crashed. And we may have multiple lanes blocked on the upper deck. That's going to really mess up the morning commute. We'll get an update and some specifics, and we'll keep you updated. Metering lights are on as you come up. CHP going to run a traffic break on the Guadalupe Parkway. A bunch of traffic cones fell on the road. The southbound 87 right before 280. And riders on Fremont and Richmond BART lines, if that's you, give yourself about an extra 15 minutes if you can to get to your train. You have to transfer at the 24th Mission Station this morning. Because of some earlier computer glitches, they are asking everyone to allow a little extra time. Finally, an SUV for your heart and your head, the Toyota Highlander Hybrid, with an EPA estimated 33 mpg in the city and 80% fewer emissions. It's more of what you want in an SUV and less of what you don't. The Highlander Hybrid. Better mileage is just the beginning. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. Headlines at the bottom of the hour. Now, keeping it real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, 960 The Quake.
Good morning and welcome to the Will and Willie Show, right here on 960 The Quake. Yeah, it's July 6th. It's a Thursday. It's 2 days after the big celebration. It's a tiny celebration in the White House today.
Yeah, but it's only a three-day work week. Can you imagine that?
We're in the middle of it. Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Today is hump day for this week.
And it would have been better if we'd had the whole week, you know, to recover.
Oh, yes.
From 6 months of every morning getting up at 4:30 a.m.
I know. You think they're giving us a week off.
Yes, yes. And come to work, you know, like holding public office. It's amazing.
It doesn't stop, does it?
No, not at all. Somebody last night at the Myth restaurant said to me, we thought you were going to retire, but now we know that's not possible.
You are with us.
Yes. It was fun last night, though, because so many people, thank you, by the way, out there who are listening, because you really do listen and you get it. The kind of things that you kind of hang on to. I was telling Will off show last night, and last night I ran into somebody and they said to me, did you actually say somebody put something in front of him so he could read
hello
it?
Hello, sticker, so yeah. I could read the number. I keep forgetting the number. 866-960-KQK.
I said to this lady, did you hear anything about the war? Did you hear anything about some of the other stuff that we discussed? She said, oh, yeah, but everybody talks about that. I like the sidebars. So obviously out there,
well,
with your preset.
Enough for them to be plenty of sidebars. Yeah.
Well, but with the presets and the speed dials and all the other things that go with it. And then we're at the point.
What were you doing at Myth?
Well, I went there to have a little dinner.
Yeah?
But then
did you have their steak?
No, I had the pork last night, tenderloin last night. But I was there to meet with this buddy of mine whose wedding I'm performing. And
you're going to officiate?
I'm the person to do the wedding. And, you know, you have to go through all these questions and answers about what the ceremony is going to be like and how it's going to be approached. It's amazing how people become very nervous when it comes time to make the ultimate commitment.
It's their wedding.
I don't remember my nerves being that way, frankly. I thought, you know, it's just like going to a doubleheader.
Yeah.
That lasts a lifetime.
You've been in the spotlight before. This is their one shot. A lot of people are not used to the spotlight.
Well, but, you know, but we had fun after about, you know, the second bottle of wine. Of course, I didn't drink a thing.
Knowing that I had to
come to work, had to be up at 4:30 and all that stuff. And
you look bright-eyed and pretty, too.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what meds will do for you.
I want your meds.
You can get it together, brother. Just, you know.
And apparently.
talk to Pfizer. Talk to Johnson & Johnson.
Kim Jong-il needs some meds.
Well,
to boost his boosters.
Well, but no, not really. You know, I think he did, according to the day's news accounts, particularly from our intelligence sources, just to get that rocket off the ground was evidence of a great step in technological achievement for these people, justifying our going over there and wiping them out if at any point we deem it appropriate to so do. Although Mr. Bush heard the program yesterday, because I heard him on the air say that he believes that the advice and counsel that's being given about doing this from a broad base with a collection of people involved, that is the way it should be done. The head man in North Korea, however, said, hey, listen, you want to talk? I'll talk directly to you, George. I speak your language. We're the same kind of cowboys. And we ought to talk to each other. But for whatever reason, Bush doesn't want to talk to him.
No. We don't do things unilaterally. No. We need consensus on this.
Well, you know, it seems to me if Condi is owner Jay, she could get herself a Pulitzer Prize. Just take off, go to North Korea, sit down. Have him announce after you leave or while you're there that he's going to back off, that he's going to become a component of the nations of the world, and one of the evil of axes will have been removed. That's a Nobel Prize shot.
But everybody clearly needs Nobel enemies, and he needs us as an enemy in order to tell his people why things suck so badly over there. Things suck so badly over there. They're eating grass. You know, they're boiling grass. They're having grass soup for dinner again. And one of the reasons is because he's so isolated and he needs an enemy. But he needs the United States. And Japan doesn't work. China doesn't work.
But think about the health benefits to organic soup. Same stuff that your cow eats.
Yeah.
Same stuff. You know, the same stuff.
They only have grass soup on Sunday. Through Saturday.
Nothing.
Dirt soup. Yeah.
It's nothing. But obviously, he's running a nation where the fear factor and the commitment to survival by way of other nations not invading you becomes the operational tool.
Well, Japan's not happy.
Well, Japan is very unhappy. As a matter of fact, Japan is reacting more directly than any other nation in the world. They claim that they would be the first targets, and the Chinese announced today that they see three more missiles in ready position to be tested.
Up on the launch pad?
I assume so, but you know, their intelligence sources advise them of that, and so that really has teed the Japanese off. And this morning they were ranting and raving on NPR about what should or should not be done.
What about Russia and China? Because they're
Russia
the ones
and China,
that we need.
Well, but they voted yesterday, or at least expressed themselves in the UN yesterday, to withhold any condemnations. So some resolutions are going to come today, but it's going to be much less offensive to the North Koreans. After all, you know, some of the stuff that they're using have been sold to them by the Russians at a different time and under different circumstances.
And they get most of their oil from them.
Yes, and then today, with the oil prices, crude oil is over $73 a barrel. That almost guarantees that your gas pump price is going to remain over $3. In addition thereto,
which also guarantees that GMC is going to start giving away SUVs.
At least those similar to what the governor drives, the Hummers. They make the Hummers, don't they?
Yeah,
my guess is that all those things are going to go on the shelves. My cab driver this morning was chatting about the need to get away kind of from all of these heavy-duty vehicles and go to the alternative fuel vehicles. Cab drivers discussing this kind of stuff. I'm going to meet with the cab drivers later on this morning. They're actually picking me up, and they want to have coffee with me, a group of them. Who have some issues.
Oh, so you can find out what's going on with the taxi commission.
That is correct.
Too.
There's also been a report that was just done by the University of California about the taxi cab situation in San Francisco. And I secured a copy of that yesterday, and one of my aides is currently reviewing it. So there must be something going on. Otherwise, they would not be approaching me. In addition thereto, when I get in cabs now, they don't turn to me at all. They just say, no. You're our favorite person. Where you want to go? And it's not
that
possible.
Doesn't happen to me.
Well,
shouldn't I get some sort of cereal?
Say you're with the Will and Willie Show.
See that cab top? See the black guy? I'm the white guy.
I'm the backup. But I'm meeting with the cab drivers this morning, so that should be fun. I'm down at the South Beach Cafe. To discuss discuss whatever their issues are. But yeah, the world, though, is, I think, somewhat transfixed on what's happening in the Gaza Strip. The Israelis moved the tanks further in today, and I assume that's all part of still looking for that one lone soldier.
The 19-year-old kid. Yeah.
Except that people don't give. And the other thing that's rather troubling in the world, and you know, this show covers everything. It covers international, it covers national, and it covers local, and it covers gossip. Sometimes all at one time. But nevertheless, you can hang on. Every 15 minutes, you're going to get something different from us. No question, you'll get something different from us. And at the moment, you're finding out that the Israelis are in the Gaza Strip, and they're really in the Gaza Strip with huge numbers, and they're going deeper and deeper and deeper. And believe me, I don't think the Israelis are as timid as are the military units of the U.S. government in terms of all of the things that need to be respected, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If they go to war, they go to war.
They don't mess around.
No, they go to war, and they don't be apologizing for some of their conduct. The U.S. soldiers group, though, there's some people who are coming out of the Iraq war with some problems. You know, I read the obituary pages because I want to see which one of my friends I can take off my Christmas card list. It's expensive. It's an expensive Christmas card list. I had a lot of friends. And now that I'm reading it, though, I'm finding a lot of Iraqi war veterans on it. People, you know, jumping off the sides of mountains, killing themselves off of bridges. So we better, as a U.S. government, we better start focusing on some real serious reentry entry programs for the people of the Iraqi war, because obviously some stuff's going on over there that is, in some cases, ultimately being reported.
It's war.
Yeah, it's war.
But it's always
raping a raping a woman
this
and killing all the members of her family.
After World War I, this has happened after World War II. They have different names for it. Remember after World War I? Shell shock.
Yes.
And then it was something else. And now it's post-traumatic stress syndrome.
That's after the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it's...
and the Iraqi...
Welcome back to Bush country, I think.
No, you're more like Bush. Speaking of that, by the way...
Yeah, we got the director of the war tapes on.
And we got the director
on the last hour.
But did you love the cartoon this morning? Kenneth Lay, Buried in the Dark?
Oh, man! Oh, my God. Experiencing a power short. Oh,
no, blackout.
That was a tough one.
That was vicious.
Speaking about Kenneth Lay... We're speaking about,
we've got to talk about George Bush's 60th birthday. I'm going to look it up his horoscope. Because, you know, he's a year of the dog, and I know another year of the dog. We got Marianne Akers coming up right after we... I always mess this up. We don't have a break. No, there are no breaks. What we have are interludes. So
yeah, I have to go to the bathroom.
That's the only reason that we do this. But we'll be keeping it real right here with Will and Willie, 960 AM, The Quake.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wendy Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe Chicken Salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad, albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad, unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
960 The Quake.
the appropriate way to channel your political rage. On the air and online, San Francisco's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
And that grinding you hear, or the gears coming together here, keeping it real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake. Good morning. It's Thursday, July 6th. It's my dad's 81st birthday, George Bush's 60th birthday. And we have a great show today. I think
happy birthday to your dad.
Well, thank you, sir.
But did he have any idea that Bush was being born on this day?
No.
That, as a matter of fact, there would have been an arranged delay.
He cannot be happy about
it. It should
that.
Either be one day before or one day after, not on the same
day. Same day.
Bush should be no one else born on this day. But Bush.
I should be in Wisconsin today.
Well,
bringing
well,
my daddy a cake.
But you are in spirit.
I am
you
indeed.
Are in spirit. You
I
are
am
in spirit.
And here... In spirit, I believe we have Marianne Akers.
Hey there.
How you doing, lady? Happy 4th of July, all that, blah, blah?
Yeah, blah, 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 and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, and how was your week?
It was great. It was fantastic. I went down to Bald Head Island in North Carolina to see my mom and had three fairly relaxing days, if you can count being with mom for 3.5 days as relaxing.
Did the guy named Mike drive?
He drove a part of the way and a part of the way.
See, I'm getting in your business.
Yeah.
Hello, Marianne.
I did a lot of driving, I'll put it to you that way.
Yes.
Oh, excellent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but you are free of any elected types in Washington through the end of the week, right? No one is there.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. You know, they're actually out holding hearings on immigration. They're holding field hearings on immigration.
And what do you mean field hearings? What are field hearings?
Well, field hearings are when they take a little field trip somewhere and various members of a committee will gather and hold a hearing out in the field.
And they're outstanding in their field, yeah. I know.
Right.
Which field are they
you
in?
Mean like the field that was investigated in Ireland on the golf course?
No, not that field.
Not that field.
St. Andrews.
your state there down in San Diego, they held one on immigration. I believe it was yesterday, and they're going to go to Texas today, and they're going to have others elsewhere around the country this week.
Well, those are literally working trips. I was thinking more of the field trips that I used to take when I served in the legislature.
Those would be called boondoggles.
Oh. See, well, I'm glad you were not riding when I was in.
Apparently
because I would have been in major, major trouble.
She must be familiar.
We call them fact-finding tours.
Oh, right.
Yes. Further educating and preparing one for one's awesome duties and responsibilities.
Yes, and the facts that I'm investigating are the thread counts at the sheets of the Four Seasons.
Yes. That's important because you got to know who made the sheets. So.
Like the fact finding mission at St. Andrews.
Yes, 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 yes. Yes.
Apparently, par is underestimated here.
Well, you take that trip because you know you can get it for a lot less than you have to report. Well, who knows what the real story happens to be. But all those things, I assume, are going to surface next week when people come back and spoil your enjoyment.
That's right. That's right. I mean, it's funny. This week, it's sort of it'll be interesting to see what they learned back home from their constituents, or rather, what the reception was to various issues such as immigration, the Iraq War. We know the Iraq War is affecting Senator Lieberman in a big way this week because he's
Ned
in such
Lamont.
Trouble. I'm sorry?
Ned Lamont.
Yeah, Ned Lamont. He's in such trouble in his primary, which is going to be in early August, that Lieberman has already announced, if I lose, I'm going to gather the signatures I need so that I can run as an independent. And then you had Senator Clinton, who's known him forever, coming out saying, look, if Joe Lieberman loses his primary, she's not going to support him as an independent.
It will be interesting to see how many other Democrats, including Howard Dean, who are going to have to say that fairly soon. The chair of the party is going to have to say, Senator Lieberman, you're not the Democratic nominee. You don't get the benefit of carrying the Democratic Party banner. Al Gore has got to say essentially the same thing. So this could get rather complicated.
Well, there's a lot of senators who are going to his defense right now before the primary, right? I know our Barbara Boxer is going out to campaign for Lieberman against Ned Lamont, which I don't think is that good of an idea. I don't know if she's a friend of his. I don't know if it's a personal thing.
Well, They are longtime colleagues and have had a good working relationship, and a lot of people support him. He's the incumbent Democrat, and regardless of how they feel about his stance on the Iraq war, he's one of their own. And until he loses that primary, they're backing him, and that includes Harry Reid.
Harry Reid, Barack Obama, the whole collection of stellar leaders on the Democratic side of the aisle, but they will just as quickly will, I suspect, and Marianne, you may correct me, but I suspect Senator Clinton is just the tip of the iceberg of what Democrats will literally have to do if Lieberman loses the primary.
We're speaking with Marianne Akers. Her column is Heard on the Hill, and it appears in Roll Call newspaper. She's with us every Thursday on DC Thursday here on 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie.
And I love every minute of it.
Willie,
I think you're right. I think it is the tip of the iceberg, and I think that they'll have to do that. I think that if a Democrat beats Joe Lieberman in the primary, they're going to have to go with the Democrat. That's the process. Someone has won, and they'll all end up supporting Ned Lamont, whether they do it vocally or not. That's what I think will end up happening.
Well, I love his explanation of what he signed. Getting the signatures, he needs 7,500, 75,000. I think it's 7,500 to qualify for the ballot. So he's already setting himself up in case he loses. But what will happen, he said he's going to run as an individual Democrat rather than an independent.
Independent, right.
Yeah, but then you got two Democrats running, which is going to split it. And, of course, there's a Republican. And it's Connecticut. They're not that Democratic. It's not Massachusetts.
No, they're not that progressive. And so that could really screw the whole thing up for Democrats.
Well, and not only that, you know, the whole business of running as an independent when you've lost the primary, I don't know any precedent for any candidate being able to win under those circumstances. And I suspect that Joe Lieberman will become, if he loses, he will become the symbol of the Democratic Party's expression for its faithful few who are really advocates about the war. They will say, wait a minute, we accepted your verdict and we are embracing your verdict by virtue of Ned Lamont's new candidacy. He'll become a star fairly quickly among Democrats.
I think you're absolutely right. And the interesting thing about Hillary coming out and saying she's not going to support Lieberman if he loses to Ned Lamont does allow her to distance herself somewhat. She's not explained yet why she supported going to war with Iraq in the first place. She has yet to come out and explain her position on that and why she voted that way. She said very little about it. So this allows her to say, look, I'm not with Joe Lieberman lockstep on this war with Iraq.
And that's the practical approach to this whole business of politics for those of us who are there. You're right about him being one of the colleagues. I'm just sitting here thinking about how I would have handled the Joe Lieberman deal if I had Lieberman challenged in the primary. First thing I would have done is I would have convinced Lieberman that it's time to get off the horse called Bush.
Well, good luck.
Yeah, he was the first guy to talk out against those two resolutions in the Senate about bringing the boys home, one early and one later.
Right, exactly. And, you know, interestingly, if you think back, he was also very vocal in the impeachment trial against Bill Clinton.
He certainly was. He was right up there with Feingold when it came to the question of whether or not Bill Clinton. So people have not noticed that vis-a-vis Hillary, but Hillary could be getting even with Joe Lieberman. This could be payback.
That could be. Interesting. You know, since she has come to the Senate, they have worked together on a number of issues, and that hasn't seemed to be a lingering, festering issue for her. but this could be a little bit of payback. Who knows?
Yeah. We're speaking with Marianne Akers from Heard on the Hill, her column in Roll Call newspaper, which is produced four times a day. A subscription, we get it without having a subscription here on Keeping It Real, Will and Willie. We'd like to keep you for another segment, talk about what Congress might be possibly doing next week. Can you hang on, Miss Marianne?
I can.
That would be great. You guys hang on, too. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants
7:31 on 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. Let's check traffic in the Cron 4 Traffic Center, brought to us this time by Toyota of Northern California. Crash on the eastbound 4 ramp to Summersville. Spun out. It's facing the wrong way. Slow traffic over the upper deck into San Francisco. There was reports of a three-car crash. CHP says they couldn't find it in all that traffic. So maybe it isn't there. But it's slow anyway coming into the city. Slow from the top of the incline to Fremont Street. More specifically, computer problems still continue on BART this morning. Give yourself about 15 extra minutes to get to your station, get to your train. They'll try and have those problems fixed by the afternoon commute. Finally, an SUV for your heart and your head, the Toyota Highlander Hybrid. With an EPA estimated 33 miles per gallon in the city and 80% fewer emissions. It's more of what you want in an SUV and less of what you don't. Highlander Hybrid. Better mileage is just the beginning. Remember, you can check real-time traffic anytime online at our website, quakeradio.com. 7:32, here's what's happening on 960 The Quake. If you use 880 through San Jose this morning, good news for you. Caltrans isn't going to shut down one southbound lane at the Alameda as they had planned to do. There's a sinkhole that's getting a little bit large there, but they fear that if they did those repairs now, it would just cause a massive traffic jam. When Caltrans shut down a lane a month ago on 880 for some emergency repairs, after the road began to sink a little bit, some drivers said it took them almost 30 minutes just to get past 2 miles of that construction zone. The activist group Code Pink Women for Peace begins Troops Home Fast. It's a week-long hunger strike. Lasts from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to encourage Senator Dianne Feinstein to co-sponsor a bill calling for the redeployment of troops from Iraq. That all starts at 8 o'clock. Feinstein's office on Post Street. California's largest lotto jackpot in 4 years has a winner, the $110 million ticket bought in Southern California. Quake weather today, glorious inland, highs only in the mid to upper 70s, 60s and 70s around the bay, a little fog on the coast with highs near 60 there. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there. At the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Segment, and call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hoffyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
People's choice.
So if you want to change the world, go on the change.
Work at Assets Wireless.
Change the world.
Absolutely.
Al Franken Show.
You know, this could be, globalization could be a great thing for the entire planet. This could be a lovely time, a beautiful time for people all over the world. But instead, we have these people who want to make as much money as they can.
This could be a beautiful time.
Al Franken, weekdays 10 to 1 on 960 The Quake.
This is Ed Schultz, now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. Back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
President, he's got his war. Folks don't know just what it's for. Nobody gives us a rhyme or reason. Have a one doubt, they call it treason. We're chicken feathers all the way out one bit. Trying to make it real compared to what? Sock it to us.
We're keeping it real with Will and Willie. I'm Will Durst. That's Willie Brown. We also have Marianne Akers on the line with us at 7:38 a.m. here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Miss Marianne.
Yes, sir.
D.C. tomorrow, next week, Congress comes back. What are they going to do? Is it the immigration thing? Do they have a new flag-burning thing? Is it some sort of drain-clogging thing? What's the new big deal in Washington?
Well, let's see. Basically, not much. They're going to do some appropriations bills, which they've been trying to slog through now for a while. But, yeah, immigration is still the big issue. And as I said, they're holding these field hearings on immigration. Now, the Senate passed its bill and the House passed its bill, and the House doesn't like the Senate bill, which is mostly a bipartisan bill on immigration. And the immigration bill that passed in the House is mostly a party line vote deal. And Republicans in the House are holding these hearings to show that there are so-called loopholes in the Senate bill. One of them, they say, would basically prohibit law enforcement officials from arresting illegal immigrants for civil offenses. So that's one thing they're trying to show is the so-called terrorist loophole, and that's what they're doing with these hearings. So next week, I think some of these things are going to continue, and Democrats, of course, are shouting back, well, this is a way to prevent the two chambers from reconciling their bills. In other words, this is a way for House Republicans to prevent the House and Senate from going to conference.
They're just
going to
stall?
Which is where you reconcile the differences in the two bills, have one bill that passes Congress, and Democrats are saying, well, you must not be really serious then about passing a comprehensive immigration reform bill.
Marianne, one of my people back there, one of the members of Congress, told me a few days ago that their leadership's been instructed that Mr. Bush plans to get involved and among Republicans and start telling the senators and the House members that they've got to resolve the issue because he has to have an immigration bill for this fall's election campaign.
Yeah, and he's got to have something. And this is really the only piece of legislation that Bush could have to trump it out there. And what's going to happen is that the House Republicans are going to turn against the Senate Republicans for joining with their Democratic colleagues in the Senate in passing this bipartisan measure. And so the whole thing really threatens to explode. I can't imagine that the House and Senate are going to be able to reconcile their differences and pass one comprehensive immigration bill. I just don't see it happening.
The differences are too far, too vast, and too wide. Ordinarily, in this crazy business of policymaking, usually when you have a two-house conference, it's because there are four items out of 80 in which we disagree, and we usually cut the deal with, you know, two of them. But where there are only four out of 80 that we agree upon, the 76 becomes a problem.
That's right.
Speaking with Marianne Akers here. She's in D.C. She writes for Roll Call Magazine, a column called Her on the Hill, which is one of the most read and turned to columns in D.C. It's the first thing that people go to, and she speaks to us every Thursday here and Keeping It Real, 960 a.m. The Quake.
Marianne, I'm going to be back there for the NAACP convention at least one or two days, because I may go on their national board. It's going to be the week of the... It starts on Saturday the 15th, and it runs through about the 20th.
Of
July.
Well, we need to make a plan.
Thank you. Yes, I'd love to come back and maybe... And when I'm there, I take a break from, you know, all these people discussing civil rights. And
I want a fun dinner with Willie Brown.
You're on.
What I want. Okay, great. Well, shall we back channel discussion?
Absolutely, right away, and let's book it, and I'll figure out.
I'll take him to Georgia.
You'll have the
Brown.
First shot. We'll exclude Will Durst.
take him to Georgia Browns.
All right.
Brown and Browns.
Brown and Browns.
All right.
Because by then, they ought to be. Give me one more indication. Don't they leave again in like the last of August?
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. They're leaving in August. They'll be here the first week of August.
Right.
And then they leave until September 5th, I believe it is. So, I mean, look, the reason nothing's getting done, as you know,
is
because it's a huge election year, and it's one of the most exciting, most tense, it's just a great election year. So they've got to be out there campaigning as much as possible. Even when they're here throughout July, they'll be, you know, off Monday and Friday so they can quickly get back to their districts and campaign, because this is the year of the vulnerable incumbent, and they need to be campaigning as much as possible.
I like that working hours, though, 3 days a week. You start at noon on Tuesday and you quit at noon on Thursday.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Oh, my. Every American should be so gifted.
And they're paid splendidly for it.
And they just got an increase in pay. Didn't I see that somewhere?
Well, they're you know, hashing that out. And
That's right. Somebody's holding up their pay raise.
They're holding it up. Democrats want to link an increase in the minimum wage. Democrats are saying, look, no pay raise for members of Congress until Republicans agree to an increase in the minimum wage.
And it is Senator Clinton. Senator Clinton, who's on the bubble in this one, she's leading the fight, particularly after she had such a successful publication of her book, justifying the $8.8 million advance.
Right. No, she is a leader on this issue.
Yes, she is. She's literally she's the Senate Democratic spokesperson on the minimum wage issue. And in the House, there are others who are taking the same role, and it resonates well. 80% of the people in this nation, according to Robert Reich, believes that $5.15 an hour is too small amount of money.
It's a tip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. $5.15 an hour is ridiculous. You can't
eat
it.
And they want to raise it to $7.25 an hour.
Correct.
It costs $5 to cross the bridge. One of the two bridges. Anyway.
And it ought to be more expensive.
Stop it.
Well,
people are coming from Oakland.
I think it's probably about time to do something. And I think this is a really interesting strategy by the Democrats. It's the first time in a while they've come up with a very, very smart strategy.
You know, we haven't heard a lot recently about the Democrats
taking over Congress. They seem to have shut up about that, which I think is a good strategy.
I think it is too.
They're not crowing about, when Nancy Pelosi is Speaker of the House, things are going to change around here. I think they're trying to actually affect the change first.
Well, remember, things went south when they lost that race.
Bill Bray versus Francine Busby,
right.
Yeah.
Right, when the Republican won a seat that yes, is totally Republican.
Took a little wind out of their sails, yeah.
Right. But they thought with the scandal that was Duke Cunningham's demise that they might be able to pick that up. They sunk way too much money in that one district that is, again, a very Republican district, which may not have been the right strategy. And then, of course, you had the old business with Murtha saying that he's going to challenge Steny Hoyer if Democrats win. And that didn't look so good for Democrats. There they were squabbling again, and Republicans were able to sit back and try and let them implode a bit.
So that's their public stance now, is to shut up about it. What are they saying privately?
Well, privately, there's actually a bit of a fight between Howard Dean and Rahm Emanuel. They're
strategy?
Fighting like cats and dogs, yes, over strategy, where to spend the money. Howard Dean's strategy is to spread the money out evenly among all 50 states.
The 50-state strategy, right.
Yeah, the 50-state strategy. When Rahm is saying, look, wait, it's only going to come down to a handful of states, so let's put the money in there. And, I think Rahm Emanuel feels that Howard Dean isn't giving enough to the DCCC when Democrats feel they got their best shot ever, you know, in a long, long time to take back the House.
And, the foundation of Dean's position is that there are so many people who won primaries, Democratic contested primaries, where there were no incumbents, and they are the most liberal of the lefties who won,
mm-hmm.
which are really his people. They have almost no shot at winning the general election, and Rob knows that. And that's why there is the disagreement, in part, why there's
but
the disagreement.
But he wants to lay a base. He wants to plant some seeds. We got to go, Marianne. We love talking to you, lady. You take great care. Hopefully, we can speak to you next Thursday.
Get the back channel going. We got to eat.
We got to eat.
All right.
Take care of it.
All right.
Have a great
weekend. See ya. Coming up on Keep It Real with Will and Willie, I have a bit of an invective that I like to call the burst of dirt. Right after this.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through Learning Rx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wanty Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
There's too much crap on the radio, but if you want real solutions for real people, listen to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. I'm Bill Press, and that's no BS.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And today's burst of Durst
is going to be brought to you by Will Durst. And believe me, when we do it this way, it becomes even more interesting because it gives him more time to make it up.
That's right.
You think that I prepare it. My response, Will Durst works right up to the last possible minute. And now, the burst of Durst.
Thank you, Mr. Brown. Well, as the cognoscenti amongst you already know, today is George Bush's 60th birthday. And let us all say it together as a sign of respect for the office.
Happy birthday to Will Durst's dad.
No, yeah, the office of the... W is now an official apprentice golden ager and eligible for veritable panoply of senior citizen discounts. He who is able to pass up that Grand Slam breakfast at Denny's, he among you should cast the first stone. Gallstone, that is. Although I sincerely doubt the scion of the Illuminati will ever experience a future that includes eating cat food out of a can over a sink, the same way he's doomed millions of other senior citizens to do. Now, 60 is a big one, an iconic turn. And perhaps with Kenny Lay having a heart attack yesterday, at the age of 64, will you still love me? Will you still feed me? No. He'll undergo a massive epiphany, start acting like a member of the human race, instead of a rascally mascot for the fossil fuel industry. Now, don't get me wrong. I in no way am calling for the President of the United States to die of a massive heart attack while awaiting sentencing after being convicted of a massive fraud and crimes against humanity. No. I want him to live a long and fruitful life in prison as the wife of a biker meth king making my license plate. And that's your burst of Durst for today.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear George. Happy birthday to you.
How old are you?
60.
No, he's older.
Yeah, he looks older.
Well, in Texas, you know, we don't count the first 5 years. Because normally you go without shoes.
You know how you know how presidents usually age when they get in office? Remember Reagan at the end looked like a sarcophagus?
Yeah, and Bush has aged quite dramatically. Yeah, he looks like an ex-drinker. And it shows.
It looks like a dry drunk.
Hey, listen, I'm sitting here with a note in my hand from somebody who is raising unholy hell about my insensitivity.
And anybody can send notes to the Quake. All you got to do is go to quakeradio.com. And
why are you encouraging
us? Because people don't know how to contact us. This person, very clever person, was able to figure it out.
And but did you have you read this? They're really upset over my comments about Dodger Stadium.
Well, what,
in fact, they said that I was being cavalier and, you know, insincere and indifferent to all those people who got moved.
It was 50 years ago.
Yes, but I just assumed that everybody knew that a bulldozer came through and wiped out a lot of poor people there, and that's why I said the stadium was built, and it was not the.
And they moved
a couple of houses.
What you said.
Haven't lived through the Western Addition relocation and urban renewal.
Oh, that's right, the freeway.
The Dodger Stadium was like a picnic by comparison. What occurred in this city when we stripped the African-American community of its major base on the western side of the city.
Split
it into splinters. And by the way, I had a personal interest. It was my electoral spot.
Oh.
And it interfered a little bit with my safe base when they did that. So I am super sensitive to the acts of public officials and authorities who take property of personally owned for public-based purposes. Many times they can do so if they have the sensitivity to make sure that where they're relocating, they've done with the blessing of the poor people and the voters. And by the way, poor people would probably prefer the new location as well as the new digs. Staying in, you know, places that are not necessarily safe and comfortable and all those things. But there must be some participation.
And compensation has to be good compensation.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Relocation and with the right of return. So everybody at Dodger Stadium whose house got moved should have the right of return. And that right of return should guarantee them a preference seat in Dodger Stadium for the remainder of their lives at no cost to them.
Yeah, right. I can see that happening. Yeah, and so mica is edible. Yeah,
yes, okay. And so you know, whoever from the Quake sent this, I understand that. I listened to the Quake.
I heard you say this yesterday, and I was a bit, but you didn't protest. I understood that it was kind of a. It was ironic because it was obviously more than a couple of families, and for those of the people who knew and who had remembered that situation, it was kind of a throwaway.
This is a minimum
throwaway irony.
This is a really small version of Burst of Durst. They took me apart, so they're only going to listen to you. Well, they're going to click it off. To silence. And when you come back on, they'll keep talking.
We got What Will Willie Do? We'll find out What Will Willie Do. That's coming up in the next hour. Also coming up in the next hour, we got the lovely and talented Mr. Bob Summerby. He'll be with us as part of DC Thursday. And joining us, I think, in the studio, is that correct? State Senator Carol Mignon. And she'll be talking to us about $750,000 that might be coming San Francisco's way.
Which obviously is money that can be used for really good things like child health programs, after school programs, foster children programs, and she was successful at getting that set aside in this year's version of the budget left there by Governor Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, well, how amazing is that? Arnie let a couple of coins dribble out to the city of San Francisco. We got a lot coming up. That's all here. Keeping it real with Will and Willie. You can join us too with your phone calls, 866-960-5753.
And it is posted on the wall.
Keeping it real with Will Willie, 960 The Quake.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble.
Houston and Alpha Discovery, capture confirmed.
Space Shuttle Discovery has just docked with the International Space Station Alpha. Shortly before link-up, Discovery did a backflip so the space station crew could get pictures of its belly for any signs of damage. New York's highest court says the state does not have to allow same-sex couples to marry. Correspondent Gary Baumgarten reports the court says only the state legislature can give that right.
Yeah, same-sex couples had argued that the law violates their constitutional rights, but in a split decision, the court ruled that amending the law is the purview of the state legislature, not the courts. Jeff Trackman is an attorney for gay couples wanting to get married.
We're disappointed, but we're hopeful. There are a number of silver linings to this.
Including the fact that the court suggested that state lawmakers take up the issue, Trackman believes that this pushes the debate further and hopes that the legislature will pass a bill making same-sex marriage legal in New York State. Reporting live, Gary Baumgarten, CNN, New York.
And just in from Atlanta, the Georgia Supreme Court has upheld the state's constitutional ban on gay marriage, reversing a ruling by a lower court judge. Will North Korea fire off more missiles? It says it has the right to and may do just that, but some U.S. officials aren't convinced it really will. The U.N. Security Council meets today for a second day on the issue. China and Russia are pushing for a watered-down statement from the Security Council to avoid sanctions, but U.S. State Department official Nicholas Burns says China must step up to the plate on this one.
The Chinese told the North Koreans not to launch these missiles. The North Koreans went ahead and did it. And so it's going to be incumbent upon China to use its influence to pressure the North Koreans to cease and desist.
Now, the White House says a military option regarding North Korea has not been raised. It says the focus will remain on diplomacy. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio. I'm Jim Ribble. Will and Willie and more local news coming up on 960.
The San Jose Grand Prix, presented by Taylor Woodrow, July 28th through 30th. 3 days of festival fun and racing. Catch all the action of Northern California's most spectacular motorsports event. The San Jose Grand Prix has doubled its bridge capacity, improving the on-track viewing while creating a safer, smoother, wider track for more speed and passing. More bridges. More viewing. More passing. More fun. It's more than a race. The San Jose Grand Prix is sponsored by Taylor Woodrow Homes and proudly supports the Canary Foundation. To buy your tickets now, call Ticketmaster or visit sjgp.com.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Let's check quake traffic from the Cron 4 Traffic Center.
I'm John Scott. Good morning. It's 8:04. This report brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge a little slow this morning. There's a multi-car crash that CHP thought was over the Fremont off-ramp, but it was actually in front of Treasure Island, and they're getting those cars off the lanes now, and it's busy on the incline, real jammed up. No other problems. Meteor rain lights on at the moment. Highway 4 eastbound Summersville, two left lanes blocked by a crash, one facing the wrong way. 101 northbound, headed into the city at the Cesar Chavez off-ramp. Car stalled second lane from the left. BART has most all trains on time this morning after some glitches earlier this morning and yesterday afternoon. They say just to be sure, give yourself a few extra minutes to make sure you get to your train and to work or wherever you're going on time. Finally, an SUV for your heart and your head, the Toyota Highlander Hybrid. With an EPA estimated 33 miles per gallon in the city and 80% fewer emissions. More what you want in SUV and less of what you don't. Highlander Hybrid. Better mileage. Just the beginning. Check headlines at the bottom of the hour. It's another hour of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. On San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John Scott. We are keeping it real. And we're here live at the Battali Hotel, corner of Embarcadero and Mission. It is now 8:05 a.m., and we got a great hour coming up. Bob Summerbee later on. Will and Willie and I will be here to regale you with tales. And joining us right now
is State Senator from San Francisco, Carol Migden. And she's coming off a triumphant participation in the budget process. And for the first time in about 6 years, the budget actually was signed into law in order to keep the state running, unlike the state of New Jersey that's currently out of business because there is no budget. The state of California is in business, and obviously Sir Arnold has taken a lion's share of the credit for having that budget signed on time. How did Democrats let that happen?
A great desire for a July vacation, as you know, former Mr. Speaker.
Let him have it.
And, yeah, I think Tony Soprano's going to go in there and run New Jersey and may help in the short term. But, you know, an infusion of capital. The economy responding means there was more money, and the governor was able to repay some of the debt. Put money back in education, which he stole, as you recall, reneged on a promise. So some of it is paid back for money that he absconded with. And then there's a little bit to kind of make certain systems whole. We're not pleased with the health care. I think what Mayor Newsom and Supervisor Amiano are trying to do here in the city is admirable, and we hope that the governor would put more money towards the great uninsured. So it's a status quo budget. It does make something whole. He did stop squawking from certain pressure groups by restoring money to transportation. That's important. Put a little money into foster care, which we're pleased about.
You got a little bit of that, didn't you, for San Francisco?
Yeah, and that'll be a little bit later today. Actually, I'll be with the mayor to do a press conference on what we're doing. That was foster care. Money, about $750,000 will come to San Francisco for harder-to-place foster kids. This is sort of, there's a tendency to want to adopt babies, and we say, well, geez, you should take a 6, an 8, a 12-year-old, give them a permanent home, get them out of that system.
So what's this money do? It cleans them up, gets them better haircuts? What, you clean their teeth?
Well, it'll start with your haircut and then move on and see what the kids want. Yeah, but it would be.
Oh, what a shot.
Wow. Those charming blue, steely eyes, though, are incomparable.
What a shot.
Incomparable. But, yeah, foster the idea that folks that are getting older, retiring baby boomers, want to give back. They may want to adopt kids. They're trying to go teach in school when they retire. There's a little bit more of a charitable tendency. So we're saying let's open up the pool of potential parents and try to encourage folks to think about, particularly those middle-aged or older, might want a teenage kid, with childless, other kinds of possibilities. So what we're saying is we'll give them some stipends, a little bit extra money, support care, post-adoption services, but can the state do something special to give you some extra boost as a potential parent and say, why don't you try? Take a kid in your home. We'll subsidize that family for 2 or 3 years, and then we think we might have a good idea, we might have a good prospect of a permanent placement for a foster child to take them out and into a permanent adoption setting by offering more supportive services and trying to look to new kinds of potential families and households.
Senator, I noticed that there's been almost no criticism of the budget. If this budget apparently leaves very little room for political exploitation in the fall, is that a correct assessment?
I I think it's true because the governor withdrew proposals that would have to do with water storage and damming. The opposition from the environmental community faded. Moreover, there's a reduction in community college fees and, you know, more money in a higher education, and that's an infusion of cash. I think what was not done, which is what Liz Hill, whom you and I know should respect greatly, is attention to the structural debt. So there's a way of putting stuff over, giving some money to, you know, labor for transit, school teachers, cops, firefighters. There was spread around largesse. But what it doesn't really address is what we're going to do next year, the year after, where we're still going to inherit that $7 billion or more in debt.
Your candidate for governorship has been totally silent on the budget since its signing into law several days ago. And I assume that Phil Angelides would not be happy that this budget passed so easily, was signed into law, and has so many of those silencers, as I call them, contained in the budget.
That's right. Not much squawking. You're absolutely right that there's not much option for him, and he's looking for it. I think Angelides' success is going to turn on tying Arnold to George Bush. And that'll be more the proclamation, as Bush is so unpopular here. I was reading the New York Times yesterday that Bush wants to expand the role of the Food and Drug Administration to cancel our Prop 65, our warning about dangers in food. We want, for instance, more signage on tuna cans about mercury. Bush is saying, no, 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 there's going to be some federal preemption. We're fighting with the Bush administration about medical marijuana. We fight about environmental things. So, frankly, if I were Phil Angelides now, I'd be teeing up on ways in which, you know, the fact that he hasn't been successful in bringing funding back to California, that we pay a larger share of taxes, we're not helped on the immigration issue. And even though there's a chilly relationship between George Bush and Arnold, the fact is,
they're both Republicans.
Both Republicans. Arnold went to Ohio, helped elect him in the pivotal state, and hasn't been able to perfect that relationship to help California with his problems.
That well-spoken, knowledgeable voice you hear is that of State Senator Carol Migden, who is here in town to announce a largesse of $750,000 to the city. She's here with us. She's a semi-regular here on 960 The Quake, keeping it real. With Will and Willie.
And she represents us in the state senate.
She does.
She's our state senator.
Yeah.
She's your state senator.
Do you have any problems? Do you have any questions?
She's
Come on.
The freebie Griller. Coffee drinker.
She has no coffee.
No, but I didn't say she is drinking.
Oh, her God. Oh,
those
here.
Are, yeah. We serve free coffee here. We
oh,
serve
right.
free coffee
And
here.
If you want to come down and grill her.
Yeah.
And you were in
the
Vitale
Hotel.
Absolutely.
This is like a town hall.
In a classy setting.
Yeah.
With fine caps
Very
in our tradition.
Give me the formula for a victory by the Democrats in the fall of 2006 in the gubernatorial race, lieutenant governor's race. Assess the potential success for your statewide candidates.
Secretary of State.
Yes.
That's the one that I'm
Insurance
about.
Commissioner.
McPherson.
Yeah, I mean, it is an uphill climb. Some folks said, gee, we shouldn't have passed the bonds this time. We should have just offered up to the governor the opportunity to repair the levees and then not given him that kind of assurance. But then when you look at the results of June, you find voters are very turned off to the idea of bonding for a solution. That tiny, pitiful library bond of $600 million, which is a fraction of nothing on a statewide level, failed.
You and Everett Dirksen.
You know, surprisingly, really, and the you and the cry. So the just the blanket turnoff on spending might be something that the governor hasn't calculated. So I'll say, let's take the bonds, and we thought that'd be infusion. Take it out of the formula. Because people aren't necessarily saying, that's a great governor, here's a bunch of bonded and deadness we can take on, even if we think it's worthwhile.
So, you don't think the infrastructure bonds will generate more sympathy than the library bonds? A lot of people, you know,
don't care too much about libraries, but they do like their highways and the bridges.
No question, and it just means it's something in the offing, but it's not a guaranteed winner to me. Those bonds, for instance, are billions, 20, 30 billion, compared to $600 million didn't go on libraries. So even the comparison, I think there's going to be a hesitancy. And as you know, Mr. Mayor, those kinds of infrastructure expenses ought to be paid through transportation funding, federal funding, state funding. The idea wasn't originally that we taxpayers should take on an extra nickel and dime and additionally to dig us out of infrastructure
and
problems.
Am I hearing the opposition to the proposed bond measure that on the ballot? Is that what I'm hearing?
Well, you hear something that's true to say you want, yeah, we got to get out of a jam, but let's not paint this too rosy a picture. The jam getting out of is individual taxpayers take on a greater assessment for government services that ought to be provided through your regular tax base.
And you are firmly of the opinion, I take it, that if the governor decides to hang his hat on those measures for purposes of a fall election, it could be a downer for him.
Well, I think you have to say that where you cancel the vehicle license fee, now, you know, there's certain folks, the truckers and businesses that ought to be paying in one way. Now, we, the individual household, are being asked to bear a greater burden on us that isn't distributed as it ought to be through the general funding or the typical funding mechanism. So that's one thing I would say. I'd say, secondly, that you could say this is a new kind of bedazzled governor. He's different than most traditional Republicans. But you want to look at judicial appointments. He needs a little bit more diversity there. It hasn't necessarily maintained San Francisco values. I want to go back to the Bush administration, quite apart from personalities. It's a Republican administration, very harmful, unpopular in California, and that we have to, you know, illustrate that he did get an infusion of cash, but that he's, you know, he's providing pretty strict Republican pro-business kinds of solution, and again, disappointed the poor, didn't spread it out there, did put a COLA back that he rescinded for the blind and disabled. I say you don't go to heaven if you take money away from the blind and disabled every year, period. I don't care what you preach to.
State Senator Carol Migdon, can you stick around?
No, surely. I'm happy to.
This
I'm
is great.
Delighted.
She's our state senator. She joins us on 960 The Quake on this, the 60th birthday of President Bush. That's right. And so we're honoring some of his most favorite moments, you know, the most famous moments of our, and we will honor them more. State Senator Carol Migdon will be back with us on 960 The Quake.
What do you think tribal sovereignty means in the 21st century, and how do we resolve conflicts between tribes and the federal and state governments?
Yeah. Tribal sovereignty means that it's sovereign. It's, you've been given sovereignty, and you're viewed as a sovereign entity.
Okay.
And therefore, the relationship between the federal government and tribes is one between sovereign entities.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Hey, Truth Seekers, I'm Mike Malloy. Weeknights, 11 to 2, and now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
The most famous happy birthday greeting ever from Marilyn Monroe to Jack Kennedy. What was it, 62, I think, at the White House?
About that.
When there was a little bit of pandying. You are back with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. My name is...
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you so much, and back to you, sir. My name is Will Durst. We have Willie Brown with us over there, and he's going to introduce our guest, who is hanging out with us for a second segment.
Senator Carol McKinnon. Here in San Francisco, she represents this area. She represents Marin County and a little bit of Sonoma County.
That's right.
In the process. So it's a huge district. As a matter of fact, a Senate district has more people in it than a congressional district.
Yeah,
there are only 40 state senators, and there are 52 members of Congress.
You know, that's quite correct. It's about 800,000, 900,000 people.
Wow.
Quite a lot.
Is that... proscribed? Is that prescribed
Absolutely.
In the state constitution?
Well,
a certain amount of constituents per district?
Populations divided by 40. The entire population divided by 40.
Correct.
And every district has to have within probably 1 or 2% equal representation at the outset of the census count.
So it wasn't they decided that each Senate district should have 600,000 people in it. They said there are 40 senators, and then you divide the state that way.
Yes, you take the total population of the state.
Adding senators or adding legislators?
No, you don't add any numbers to the...
Well, what's New Hampshire got? They got like 120?
Well, New Hampshire, though, is kind of a citizen-type legislative operation where everybody represents a block.
Well, that's happening. You know, did you hear the state of Maine is graying so badly that there's such a mass exodus? Two-thirds of the residents of Maine are getting to be seniors, and all the young people are leaving. So these are very, cogent discussions appropriately now about populations and how they govern. Because some of our states really are just graying. Nothing wrong with that.
North Dakota.
North Dakota, which is all a little gray, as I see. So there is kind of a shift.
White to begin with.
Those kids are coming out from Maine to Los Angeles. I mean, they're just moving for jobs and opportunities. So that is. So it is, whereas it's about 400,000 of my residents are San Franciscans, 400,000 or so. And that's just part of us. And
so you only got half the city.
I got the most charming, desirable part of the city. I don't know. Any tourist wants to come to town, anybody, the part of San Francisco that we know and love is my part. and a little bit more of the traditional avenues in South City, the other part of the city. Again, it's the whole city, and we represent them gloriously, but I'm very pleased to have the ethnic communities in downtown and Chinatown and Castro and other parts that we know, in addition to the Golden Gate Bridge.
You have the Western Addition, you have Pacific Heights, you've got the Polk Gloat, you have everything.
Yeah,
she doesn't have the Marina.
Doesn't
have the Sunset?
No. That's Leland Yee.
Yes.
That's right. He was my buddy, and he got elected. And actually, I wanted to say the state Senate did well. One thing we're doing is trying to expand Democratic representation, and it looks like we're competitive in a seat in Salinas that we lost in other years. So some of the struggle, and Mr. Brown asked about that, constitutional officers, there's a race for governor. We on the state Senate side, particularly me, want to pick up more friendly Democrats to help us with San Francisco-based issues, always, which you know we enjoy a love-hate relationship in the state of California. And we're pleased about some of those election results. Looks good for Democrats in Orange County and in Salinas. So we're spreading our influence, and I think that'll be a way to look. And you're saying, Deborah Bowen, you're right. She did a very good job, but against an incumbent, Bruce McPherson's the sort of a nice, friendly Republican. We think that's an uphill
climb. Unless we tie him to the Diebold machines, that voice that you hear, the lovely dulcet tones of State Senator Carol Migdon, who's joining us here, 960 The Quake, keeping it real.
Got to tie him to the machines.
Senator, got to tie him to the machines.
Senator, give us your formula for how Democrats and the statewide operation can win. Should they run as a team? Clearly, the governor is not going to run as a team with the Republicans. I don't think he's appeared with any Republicans since the primary who won the nomination.
No. The Republicans, there's another sense of a great blunder. They allowed the far-right crazier flank to win the nominations. You got
the statewide
office? Statewide office. You got a controller guy very far to right, a young man named Tony Strickland that's best known for hiring his wife in his operations and not too much of a legitimate policy. And they abandoned a gentleman, a doctor, Keith Richmond from San Fernando Valley, would have been a decent candidate. Alex Abel Maldonado, who is George Bush's favorite young Republican Latino, was beaten by a kind of a little bit more of a crazy guy on the Board of Equalization named Claude Parrish, whom I served with and liked. So I think
you like the crazy guy?
Yeah, it kind of was fun, gave me a vote now and then, and, is a colorful character. But I don't mean that he'd be well represented. So I think the governor is going to go on his own.
Then you got McClintock.
McClintock, who would, again, is a guy that enjoyed great popularity because he looked a little reasonable during the recall. So I think the gov is on his own. He's, star-studded. His wife is beautiful. He's continuing. Every time I pick up a National People magazine or anything, he's there with his family. And I think he's going to continue to run on his own stripe as an international celebrity who's brought some reasonable government to California. I think the Angelides should try and drag the statewide, but he's got to show himself to have the panache, the charisma, and appeal to even be comparable to the governor. And then I say the formula is really Bushism, a depletion of jobs in California, not proper funding that we need for our immediate problems, and again, just the intractable Republicanism that's kind of failing our country now. Bush is failing. It might be his birthday. Maybe they'll give him a day off today. But pretty much, roundly dissatisfied on every front. Guantanamo Bay, look at what we're doing there, holding prisoners with no rights. International court screaming, wiretapping, Katrina, just turn to the left, turn to the right. There's very little they're doing right.
Senator, I'm amazed at how quickly the governor is out of the box on TV expenditures. He's already on the air since day one of the primary attacking Phil Angelides. It's a dramatic expenditure of funds in the summer that no politician ever does.
Absolutely. And he had unprecedented help from the chamber.
Summer,
they usually stayed out, these guys. They're in there with both feet, Chamber of Commerce, they had Special Business Alliance. He's nervous and scared, and I think it's just because it's very day class A to be connected with the party, that increasingly you just look at the President of the United States is now struggling to look at his numbers in Ohio that gave him a victory that's now kind of turning more Democratic. So I think some of this is in anticipation of midterm elections, in anticipation of an 08 fight for the presidency, and whether and Arnold being tied to that, whether the Democrats would be better off. Phil Angelides, some folks said he should never mention taxes, but he's doing well enough being straightforward and unabashed about his values and views.
Every photograph, though, that you ever see from now on should be of Bush and Schwarzenegger.
With their arm around
each other
from the
Ohio.
Convention and Ohio and other places.
Every
you tie them together.
Is.
Yeah, you make them Siamese twins.
No, you
Carol
make
Nathan,
live.
Thanks so much for joining us. State Senator, who you are going to be joining, Mayor Gavin Newsom, on the steps of City Hall
11
today.
11 o'clock today.
11 o'clock today. And hopefully you'll be back here. Today is the President's 60th birthday, and I want to read a little horoscope. This is from the San Jose Mercury News. If today is your birthday, keep your nose to the grindstone for the next several weeks. Anything worth having is worth working hard to achieve. And that's yeah, something about in September with revolutionary Uranus dancing in step with you're part of the zodiac from the beginning of the year through the spring of 07. Be prepared to make important changes. Embrace a new set of goals and objectives.
All to the music of Les McCann.
He is in crowd. What's the sign of the president? What's
he's
that,
a cancer?
Yeah.
He's keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, as are you.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's a special problem in Tennessee, but says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, you can't get fooled again.
8:31 on 960 The Quake. Good morning, I'm John Scott. We'll get to some news right after we check traffic. Brought to you this time by FlexYourPower.org. Save money, energy, and the environment. A little slow in the incline and into the city on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. Earlier problem has been cleared off now. Just residual, metering lights are still on. Concord crash, 242 southbound. Right before you get on to 680, it's two cars. We don't have any lane information, but it's probably backed up from 4 all the way down that stretch of 242. And while we're at Highway 4, let's go eastbound at Summersville. Slow from Harbor behind a two-car crash that has a couple of lanes blocked at the moment. If you want to save money, energy, and the environment, buy energy-efficient light bulbs that use up to 75% less electricity. To cut summer cooling costs, install Energy Star-qualified cooling systems. For rebate details, visit FlexYourPower.org, and thanks for flexing your power. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, QuakeRadio.com. 8:32, here's what's happening at 960 The Quake. There's been a second major court ruling today on the issue of gay marriage. Georgia's state Supreme Court has reinstated the state's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. The ruling came just hours after the highest court in New York State upheld New York's ban on gay marriage. In Georgia, the court reversed a ruling from a lower judge and decided that the ban didn't violate the state's single subject rule for their ballot measures. That's how their law works there. When the ban went on the ballot 2 years ago, 75% of Georgia voters approved it. A biker's dream is a tiny step closer to reality. A proposed 30-mile, five-city greenway along the BART tracks is getting some attention. BART's board of directors recently launched a year-long study to design this trail. It would be called the East Bay BART Greenway. It would twist around beneath the tracks for nearly 30 miles, starting somewhere south of the Lake Mira Channel and down to the Fremont BART station. Southwest Airlines imposing one of its biggest fare increases ever. The carrier is raising fares for one-way trips between $3 and $10, depending on where you're flying to. A spokeswoman said shorter flights aren't affected. Those would be, say, trips to Los Angeles or Seattle. The increase is Southwest's fourth this year and ninth in the past 2 years. 24 and Grey's Anatomy are among the top nominees for the Emmys. Out this morning, 24 leads all series with 12 nominations, including a nod for Best Drama Series. The awards will be handed out next month. Quake weather today, beautiful. A little bit breezy this afternoon. Highs near 60 at the coast, 60s and 70s around the bay, low 70s to mid-70s inland.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
And call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
It's the ultimate summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
The San Jose Grand Prix, presented by Taylor Woodrow, July 28th through 30th. 3 days of festival fun and racing. Catch all the action of Northern California's most spectacular motorsports event. The San Jose Grand Prix has doubled its bridge capacity, improving the on-track viewing while creating a safer, smoother, wider track for more speed and passing.
More bridges.
More viewing.
More passing.
More fun.
It's more than a race.
The San Jose Grand Prix is sponsored by Taylor Woodrow Homes and proudly supports the Canary Foundation. To buy your tickets now, call Ticketmaster or visit sjgp.com.
The most important story in the Bay Area today? A shooting, a murder, or healthcare and the environment? What are our local radio and TV newscasts missing? Monitoring the Media, a Bay Area report card, 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on the air and online all this week at quakeradio.com.
32 years ago, Bill Crutchfield turned a car audio hobby into a national catalog by helping folks get into new technologies like today's HD digital radio. If your tuner can't receive HD radio's extra channels, check out HD radio in our catalog or visit us online at crutchfield.com.
Hear Randy Rhodes, weekdays from 4 to 8. Now, back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Coming at you with a seismic shift from the falseness to the truthness.
That is us here at Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Welcome back. Continuing DC Thursday, I think we have on the line Mr. Bob Summerby.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, hello, Robert. Bob. How are you, brother?
Can it really be Thursday already? I can't believe it.
How'd that happen?
You know, I got to tell you, I have become a big fan of the four-day weekend. This is excellent.
We need more four-day weekends.
Can I tell you something? I checked the calendar. Do you know the weekend starts again tomorrow?
Really?
Just, I mean, it's incredible.
But that's so soon. How did that happen?
That's amazing. I've done the math. As of Sunday, Will, 6 of the prior 9 days, Will have been on the weekend. I think that math is good.
That's consistent with George Bush's normal work schedule.
This is a superlative system, and especially the
on his
Monday
birthday,
and Tuesday, 4-day weekend, which makes Thursday come so fast.
What did you send the president for his birthday?
You know, I haven't made a selection yet. What do you send to the man who
has everything?
Well, I don't know what to send him.
Well, you don't live there, so you don't really have to send it. You can just drop it off, throw it over the fence of the White House.
I'm not sure that's the best way to deliver a gift in these trying times.
I think you have
throwing things over the wall of the White House.
I think you have to deliver a gift to, and keep in mind that it's a man who needs everything.
I will say this, Billy: if you throw the gift over the wall of the White House, you will see the big robot come out and open it for you. So, there might be an entertainment value as you're being hustled away, but
danger, Will Robertson.
Maybe a new bike of some kind.
Make sure it has training wheels. Because he fell off the last one.
A little bit more secure about gentlemen today is the ability of North Korea to reach the west coast of the U.S. Are you breathing a little easier out there after the missile test?
Hey, I don't know. 42 seconds here, 42 seconds there. You know, all he needs is another 3 hours.
Let me put it this way, Will. I think they're breathing easier on the west coast of Japan after that last test. You know, that missile didn't get far. Isn't that, I mean, honest to God, it's, I don't know. I mean, I saw Wes Clark on TV last night, and he was saying, no, it really is. They really are serious. They're dangerous. But I don't know. I mean, I always wonder with these countries like North Korea. I mean, why should we believe in a country the only thing that works is their nuclear weapons? I mean, that just doesn't.
Nothing else in
the. Nothing in the whole country works but the nukes are fantastic. Oh my God. Long-range missiles.
They all have the same haircut. There's obviously one guy cutting hair for everybody. We're speaking with Bob Summerby here at 960 The Quake. Bob Summerby. Bob, let me tell them who you are. I didn't even announce the Daily Howler, of which you are the daily author of thedailyhowler.com. You can go there and hear Bob's ruminations on the media. And when they ask who watches The Watchmen, I can honestly say Bob Summerby watches The Watchmen.
That's a punishing word, daily. Except in these 4-day weekends when it just goes away completely.
That's why it was the way the world was off your shoulders.
But I'll tell you something about North Korea. You know, it reminded me of the old Soviet Union. I don't know if you remember in the dying decade of the Soviet Union, it turned out none of their stuff worked either. I mean, you know, remember we had to send in McDonald's to show them how to make milkshakes? Remember this? This is not a highly.
I bought the Happy Meal.
And the thing that really drove it home back in the 80s, remember when that kid from Germany, Matthias Rust, flew that little Piper Cub plane all the way from Germany
to Red Square.
To Red Square. And how did they spot him? Did the radar pick him up? No, he was spotted by one of the watchmen guarding Lenin's tomb, spotted him buzzing Red Square. And we had just spent how many trillion dollars on the stealth bomber to evade Soviet radar, which it turned out didn't exist. There was no Soviet radar. So, you know, I thought of that with this North Korea thing. Now, I know it's supposed to be very troubling and worrisome, but, and I would say this, if you're in a paddle boat off the east coast of Korea, you may be in some danger. I wouldn't go too close, but that's about, I don't know.
I do remember that about the Soviets. The Soviets wanted control the world. Turns out all they wanted were bars of soap without splinters of bone in them.
You know, Will, this is not a joke. Do you know what was the leading cause of house fires in the Soviet Union?
What?
Exploding TV sets. Honest to God, I'm not making that up. But somehow their nukes were supposed to be magnificent. I never quite understand this logic. But
never seen a Soviet toaster?
Well, that's an honest to God. I read that 20 years ago. Exploding TV sets was number one. You really needed a good remote control in that society. You didn't want to go over and change it by hand.
You know, your remote control was a Chechenin.
you'd have to wonder aloud, Bob, why that leader of North Korea would allow himself to be so displayed as inept. Somebody must have lied to him about the quality of his material.
Yeah. Well, I'll say this, Willie. the missile went 42 seconds longer than Saddam's missiles ever went. So we'll give him that. He's got a 42-second advantage. Yeah, I mean, everyone says there he's basically just kind of nutty, so who knows? I mean, he may not know it didn't work out well.
You may
have heard that Alaska's been blown off the map.
You know, as I watched the fireworks on the 4th of July, some of those lasted longer than 42 seconds.
That's right. And,
no fireworks in Atlantic City, though. What's going on? Aren't they losing money by not keeping the casinos open? Isn't it counterintuitive?
Though, right? You know, where can a person go to throw away his or her money at this
point? No, but the state of New Jersey has a budget crisis. They don't have enough money. The governor wants to raise the sales tax from 6% to 7%. The legislators say no, so now they're cutting down. There's no lottery. There's no the casinos aren't open. So they're losing like $1 million a day by keeping the casinos closed just on taxes.
Isn't that amazing? Did you ever think that actually closed? I mean, you know, it's like people handing the state their money.
They turned off the perpetual money machine.
Yeah, if you want, now you have to just go to Atlantic City and like get rolls of quarters and throw them into the ocean. That's the only way you can have a similar thrill at this point.
Which is loud, like playing the quarters slot.
That's exactly. But I'll say the other thing that's really driving that's exciting Washington right now, gentlemen, is the whole Lieberman saga. Joe Lieberman may run as an independent in Connecticut for the Senate this fall.
He may have to if he doesn't get the Democratic nomination.
He may have to. You know, I got to say, Lieberman, I don't know a whole lot of politicians. Lieberman is one guy I happen to have done a couple of charity events with. He is a very droll and amusing guy. He's one of these guys like Bob Dole that everyone likes in D.C., and if you spend any time with him, you can see why. He's very, very amusing and likable. So I've always been sort of on his side, but I'm sorry, this is kind of weak. Well, I'll run in the primary, but if that doesn't work, then I'll run in the general.
And that sure gives a confidence, doesn't it?
Yeah. On the other hand, you know, they're having the primary in August. I wonder if the state party set that up because August is a time when basically no one is going to vote, and it helps in most situations. It would theoretically make it a little easier for the party to control a primary. I don't know. It just seems like a weird time to have a primary. So, in fact, the primary may be decided by a very small percentage of voters.
But these are committed people. The ones for Ned Lamont are committed people. The ones for Joe Lieberman, I mean, how exciting can you get? You know, here's a guy going for his fourth term, and let's see. He's been yelling at Democrats for arguing with Mr. Bush's war policy. Yeah, I really want to get off my August duff.
No, he's been horrible. But, I mean, and of course, the thing is, if you don't vote for him in August, you can vote for him in November. So what's the rush? But it just is a weird time to schedule a primary. I mean, if you had to pick one month of the year when the fewest people will show up to vote, that would certainly be it, I would think.
Why do you think Hillary did what she did, Bob?
Well, I don't know, but I mean, what she did obviously makes sense. I mean, I think it's a very good thing for her. What she did was she said, she's still supporting Lieberman in the primary. I mean, it's hard for a sitting senator to come out against another sitting senator, especially an old friend from 30 years. But she said, I'm going to vote for the Democratic nominee. I mean, how can you not say that? I think it really helped her. I would assume it's going to help her on the liberal web. But it's just a sensible thing to do. I don't see how you say anything else.
What about your friend Al Gore?
Yeah, well, Gore, he's just not taking a stand at all. Unless you were watching Hardball last night. In which case, I'm posting that on the Daily Owl shortly. They managed to misstate what Hillary and Al had said several different ways last night. It's amazing. It's really not very complicated, but they were really tangled up last night.
Chris is able to get it wrong again.
No, it wasn't Chris. It was Nora O'Donnell who was guest host.
Bob Summerby, thank you for joining us, buddy.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right.
DailyHowler.com on the 60th birthday of our president of these United States, George Walker Bush. We'll be right back at you. We got more coming up. What would Willie do on 960 The Quick?
Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna
tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix, or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through Learning Rx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
This is Ed Schultz, now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. Back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
No, no. And now it's time for... What Would Willie Do?
Everyday people. What Would Willie Do is a daily installment where we ask Willie Brown, Willie L. Brown Jr., Esquire, the Honorable, the Speaker, the Mayor, the Candlestick Maker. We ask him an unrehearsed question, one of which he has no idea of what I'm going to ask him. And I'm going to ask him about something that we've been talking about to Marianne Akers. We've been talking about to Bob Summerby. You are Howard Dean. You got Joe Lieberman, who's going to run as an independent if he loses this primary. What do you say to Howard Dean? What do you say to all the other Democratic senators who are waffling as to whether or not to replicate Hillary Clinton's vow to
honor the Democratic candidate from Connecticut?
You instantly have every Democrat in Connecticut, outside of Connecticut, everywhere, announce very clearly they will support the Democratic nominee on the 9th of August, no matter who that Democratic nominee happens to be, and they will oppose any other person attempting to take that seat away from a Democrat. And they need to do that forthwith. That would thereby cause, I suspect, Joe Lieberman to think twice about whether or not he resorts to the role of a spoiler. And that's what he will resort to if, in fact, he loses the primary. He can only enhance and increase the opportunity for a Republican to win that seat. Barbara Boxer, Ken Salazar, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, every single solitary senator that has embraced his candidacy, including and his running mate, Al Gore, has to make it very clear that if he intends to remain as a registered Democrat, then he puts himself to the test in the primary. And each of them ought to go in to the state of Connecticut telling the voters that that's what they intend to do. So there's no misunderstanding and no mistake in the minds of Joe Lieberman or anybody else. When you take the process of having been rejected by your party as your party's choice, and you proceed to go outside because you so believe in your own skills and ability and your own views that you're going to defy the party and move on to be your own independent representative, there's no room for you in the party. And every member of this party, Harry Reid included, should make it clear. Joe, we love you. You've been a great U.S. Senator, and that's why we're trying to make sure on August 8th you get renominated by the Democrats. But be very clear, Joe, if the Democrats of Connecticut say they want someone else to represent them, that someone is a registered Democrat, and that person will be entitled to our undying support, just as you are now receiving our undying support. That's what will make a very strong Democratic Party. It'll also give members of this party the opportunity to see where they failed when they wanted to demonstrate their views on the war against Jane Harman and some other people. It will give them an opportunity to know that this party does have room for a strident voice on the question of whether or not we should be out of Iraq. And if that fellow who's running against Lieberman becomes that voice, then it is a positive for the Democratic Party. It becomes something that the web citers, the bloggers, and others can talk about, a party that does tolerate diversity on issues as significant as that, even to the point of punishing the nominee for the vice president from this party the last time out. And if we did that, we would be a stronger party for it. And if each one of those senators made their statement in the fashion that I've just described, they would be a stronger person on behalf of Lieberman in the primary.
Wow. I think you're right. I think this makes him look, even if I were a Democrat and I was going to vote for Lieberman, now that I hear him say this, that he's going to run as an independent, you know, I would have second thoughts. I might vote for Ned. This announcement that he made might actually backlash on him.
That had to have been something off the top of his head that he probably wished he now had not said. And in addition thereto, it's about time for the reality of this war to be visited on all of us. There is nothing, in my opinion, wrong with saying, you know what, I was of the firm opinion that the war should have been conducted.
But I changed my mind now.
No, he can do exactly what you said in one of your bursts of terse. The goal was weapons of mass destruction, gone. The goal was who knock out Saddam, gone. The goal was, and you had a whole series of things, you've achieved that. The goal was a new government, gone. The goal was an Iraqi army, gone. I don't want to be supportive now of the occupational force. And that's all that's there. I'm going to say happy birthday to George. No, I'm not coming to your party. I've got a little election on the 8th of August. I got my friend Hillary right down here helping. I got Joe here helping. I got Kenny here helping. We can win this thing, guys.
I am not running unless I win the primary. That's what Joey Lieberman ought to do. Joey boy, come home.
It don't get realer than that. Keeping it real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quake. We got a great last hour. Bruce Brugman from the San Francisco Bay Guardian.
Join us.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.